Religion and righteousness. Some people within the religious community become upset with hearing someone like me talk about righteousness. I have received more judgment and criticism from some religious people over the one issue of righteousness than over anything else I teach. I have been accused of saying I am without sin, which I have never said. I know I do wrong things. I sin, but I don't concentrate on and continually fellowship with my sin. My fellowship is with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. See 1 John 1:3 King James Version. Since God has made provision for our sins, I ask Him to forgive all my sins. I receive His gift of forgiveness and then continue fellowshipping with and serving Him. I don't believe I have to add my guilt to His sacrifice. His sacrifice was complete and perfect, and no work of my flesh can improve on what He has done. My little children, I write you these things so that you may not violate God's law and sin. But if anyone should sin, we have an advocate, one who will intercede for us, with the Father. It is Jesus Christ, the all-righteous, upright, just, who conforms to the Father's will in every purpose, thought, and action. 1 John 2:1. Obviously, our goal should be not to sin. But if we do sin, God has already provided Jesus, who has been perfect in our place. He has conformed to righteousness in every area. Succumbing to a lifetime of guilt is just another form of approval addiction. We feel we are earning God's forgiveness by feeling guilty. It is our fleshly way of paying for our mistake. The good news is that Jesus has already paid, and we can look to and identify with Him when we need forgiveness. Jesus did not die for us so we could have...